This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, three important public events about LANL. Three important evening events are scheduled for the beginning of next week concerning Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. The first event is a showing of the documentary Do It for Uncle Graham in Santa Fe. The second event is a listening session hosted by the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, in Santa Fe. The third event is the annual meeting of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, about the Los Alamos Historical Document Retrieval and Assessment Project in Pewaukee. First, on Monday, July 21st at 6:30, the Santa Fe Film Center will host a screening of Do It for Uncle Graham, a documentary which takes the viewer on a 60-year tour through New Mexico's nuclear history. The screening will be followed by a panel discussion and a performance by the Navajo Maori folk group Indigifem. The Film Center is located at the Cinema Cafe, 1616 St. Michael's Drive, and may be reached at 988-7414. Second, on Tuesday, July 22nd, from 5:30 to 7, the NMED and the New Mexico Community Foundation will host the first in a series of listening sessions. The purpose of the listening session is for the NMED and the Community Foundation to hear the economic, social, political, cultural, and environmental concerns of residents of northern New Mexico about LANL. NME Secretary Ron Curry will provide opening remarks. NME stated, quote, "A better understanding of the issues and priorities important to northern New Mexicans and their communities will allow NMED to incorporate these concerns in its decisions about how to handle potential environmental risks posed by LANL," end quote. Other sessions are being planned for Española and Los Alamos. The event will be held at the Genoveva Chavez Community Center, located at 3221 Rodeo Road. For more information, please contact Rebecca Kay at 476-6040. And lastly, on Wednesday, July 23rd, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cities of Gold Hotel in Pewaukee, the CDC will hold its annual meeting to update the public about the latest information retrieved from LANL Historic Records. Since 1998, the CDC has systematically reviewed all available LANL documents in order to compile information about releases of radionuclides and chemicals from the site between 1943 and the present. CDC will provide a project update. Peter Malmgren, originator of the Los Alamos Revisited Oral History Project, will display his photographs and make a brief presentation. A representative of the Radiation Exposure Screening and Education Program, RECEP, which helps individuals who live or have lived in areas where U.S. nuclear weapons testing occurred, will make a presentation about the program. There will be time for public input, questions, and comments. The CDC plans to work with community members to determine whether the information gathered over the past decade warrants a detailed investigation of potential public exposures from LANL operations. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.